And you're listening to Off the Hook here on WBAI New York, a special expanded edition of Off the Hook as we go all the way up until 10 o'clock, hopefully getting support from listeners out there calling 212-209-2950. So far, we've gotten a whole lot of calls, and we're up to $3,800, and we'd like to hit $5,000 if that's at all possible, and I think it is with the support of people out there. It's all, you know, one phone call after another. And we're going to be spending the remainder of our time, or as much of it as we have, taking phone calls from listeners, showing whatever opinions they may have on particular subjects that affect them, whether it's stuff related to Off the Hook, stuff related to the radio station, stuff related to life in general. But mostly, we want to know that you're out there, that you care, that you're listening, and tell us what this place means to you. And how you'll be supporting it. I assume you'll be supporting in some way. Maybe not exactly the way that that I want you to support it right now, but obviously we all agree on something. We all agree that this place is valuable and that it matters. And let's go with that premise. Now, before we start, John here has interest. I don't know why you're carrying this around with you, but you happen to have something about Hitler. We were just talking about Ford. And Hitler and the relation between them, and you had it open before.
I passed it around so everybody could see it. It's a book, and and it's a paper book, so there's no like encryption on it or anything like that. I can pass it around with my friends, and I'm trying.
They'll lose your place. When you do
I did lose my place, though. It's a 500 page book, and the reason.
But you opened it up 2 seconds after we went off mic, so obviously
true,
you found
true.
It quickly, and then that.
I did find it quickly. Well, it said, you know, it's called The Underground History of American Education: A School Teacher's Intimate Investigation into the Problem of Modern Schooling, and he talks about. You know, the great industrialist at the turn of the century, Ford, Rockefeller, Carnegie, and, you know, there's a little quote that...
it's that little quote we're after.
Yeah, it's the little quote that's, you know, it's a quote that... hold on. Here it is. Okay. I regard Henry Ford as my inspiration, Hitler told the Detroit newspaper in 1931. In July 1938, automaker Ford received the Grand Cross of the Golden Eagle, the highest award the German government could give a foreigner. Lenin acknowledged his debt to Ford's genius.
Wow,
you know,
amazing.
That's like, yeah, you know.
I mean, that in itself, you can't really stop Hitler from admiring you, but you can stop, you know, yourself writing papers like The International Jew and being anti-Semitic. That you can stop. So,
okay.
As far as that goes, it's a real pleasure to be sued by these bastards.
Okay, but yes. Why should the actions of a founder that has very little to do with the actual legal action that's being pending against you...
Mm-hmm.
have an effect on that particular latter event?
It's just history.
Yeah, it's history. I mean, it's basically, it tells you what they're founded, where they got their money from, how they got started
yes,
in this world.
Yes, but I'm pretty sure and that the present, you know, heads of Ford would not agree with
it's called,
their founder.
It's called, in legal terms, fruit of the poison tree.
Right.
I see.
Yes.
Okay.
And I've been hit with that one a few
think
times.
That
but I think you have
think
enough...
the Ford Foundation has deviated... you know,
this isn't the Ford Foundation. We're talking about Ford, the motor company.
Where do they get their money? from the Ford Foundation.
I think you have enough to, you know, vilify the Ford Motor Company
without having to resort
to this kind of thing.
I'm not resorting. They're the ones who resorted to Nazism and things like that. I'm just reporting it. I'm reporting, you know, in case you think that this is a good old apple pie American corporation, you know, that has everybody supporting them. Well, they don't. It's not quite that. Yes, go ahead. You don't have to wave like that. Just speak.
No, but see, Isaac's also the person that would argue that you know, the Republicans aren't sending a clear message by kicking off George Bush's campaign at a university that doesn't allow blacks
and
whites.
Okay, I'm gonna stop you guys right there because I have to stop you guys because right now you're on listener's time. All right, and rather than do the thing of cutting listeners off, I'm gonna cut you guys off so we can put the listeners on because they've been waiting patiently. At least I assume they've been waiting patiently because we can't see any lights on the phone. So I'm going to assume they're all lit. That's really annoying that we can't see how many calls we have. Either that or we have no calls at all. No, that's not true because Bernie S. is still on the line, right? Bernie? Oh, he's gone. Okay. Maybe we don't have any calls. 212-209-2900 is the number to call in, but we also want to see the other line light up a lot. We have three calls on 212-209-2950. It's vital that you show your support to this particular radio program, to this particular portion of this radio program. Picture this. We open up the phones and we talk about what's on people's minds, and hundreds of people call in to support that. What does that say? That sends a message. You know, last pledge drive, we did something rather significant. We pledged a matching fund to the listener lawsuits. Many listeners are involved in these lawsuits against Pacifica to help democratize and bring things back to the way they were. And all of a sudden, the phone lines lit up, and we got something like $9,000, you know, in matching funds. We had to cough that up ourselves, you know, and it was no small task doing that. But it sent a powerful message that there are people out there, they do care, and they will show support. So I think the key here is for us to show respect, and I ask that the listeners show respect as well. I don't want to hear any personal attacks on anybody. And I will defend anybody who's personally attacked, and we won't continue along those lines, including you, Isaac. I'll defend you if you're personally attacked. Absolutely.
I appreciate
unless
that.
I'm the one doing the attacking.
Well, okay.
You can't expect me to defend you then.
You're allowed.
Come on. So all the corporations are self-policing. Why can't you?
If you want to attack anybody, you can attack us in the room. You can attack us personally because we're here to defend ourselves, but I won't have people being attacked who aren't here. Now, if you want to talk about policies and things like that, that's fine. And again, I ask that people limit their remarks to a couple of minutes so we don't have long speeches and so that other people have a chance to talk and show their opinions. And again, I really have to implore that if you like what we're doing right now, please show that by pledging as well. 212-209-2950. All right. Now, this is great because there's no lights lit, but I'm just going to pick one over here. And
look at the draw.
Let's see what happens. Good evening. You're on the air.
Oh, my God, it's me.
Yes, it's you. And we can't even see you.
What luck.
I don't even
so
know what line I'm to hang up on, too, because
my God,
I don't
so
see
lucky.
It.
I've been, the lines are all jammed. It's getting busy signals for the last 20 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that's good, then.
So it's very hard to get through to you, so people are calling, absolutely. Now, I wanted to say, Emmanuel, really support your show, and I've been a member of the station for 18 years. I've supported the station. You wanted to know what it means to me. It's meant a great deal to me. I've volunteered my time there. Many, many times over the years, I've donated hundreds of dollars a year for many years to help pay for the station and build the station. You know, I've done many other volunteer efforts and gone to lots of fundraising events and so forth for many, many years. So the station means a lot to me. And I think many, many of the people who are working and fighting right now to save the station feel the same way as I do. Our longtime, very loyal supporters who've built and paid for the station for years and are extremely distressed and upset about what's going on right now and what has been going on these last few years, which is presently now destroying BAI, or, you know, a slow process of gradual destruction that we see going on. And we finally are, you know, saying that we just can't allow this to go on any longer. You know, we've seen what has happened to the other stations. So it's quite obvious what the rulers of Pacifica who've hijacked the national board, what they're up to. We know very well what they're up to because we've seen what they've done to all the other stations, including the horrendous attacks against the Berkeley station in 1999. So now it's hitting us here.
Okay, what do you suggest? What do you suggest that people do?
Well, there are several things that are going on that I think many more listeners should help out. For one, there's the lawsuits that need to be supported and helped. Number two, there's the constant public protest. The more listeners get involved in public protest and show opposition, that we are the ones that want to save the station. There's been quite a lot of defamation against us these last week or so, saying that we're trying to destroy the station. We're the listeners who built this station, and we are so offended by these constant attacks that say we're trying to close down the station. Nothing could be further from the truth. It is the people who have taken over and hijacked the station and the board who are destroying it, and we're trying to save it by forcing them to address these demands finally. They've ignored constant protests by thousands and thousands of listeners. So now we've come to the point where we're forced to do a withholding of our funds, and we regret having to do that. But it's the only way to force them to address these demands, which they've been consistently ignoring. We want the censorship stopped at the station. We want the people who've been fired and banned to be reinstated. We want all the gag rule ended, especially since it's very one-sidedly enforced, this gag rule. We want the corporate people who have hijacked the board to resign immediately. We've already pressured one of them to resign, Michael Palmer, who is the guy who wrote the infamous email exposing how they're planning to sell the stations, which we know eventually that's what they're up to. Once they've sufficiently destroyed the station and degraded it, then they're planning to sell it. But that guy finally resigned after significant pressure. So there's a website, wbaiaction.org, that people can contact. There's another website, thepacificacampaign.org. So if people contact these websites, wbaiaction.org and pacificacampaign.org, they can find out more about what they can do. We need more and more listeners to get involved in this, to support the boycott, to force the management there to address these demands finally. We want people reinstated who've been fired and banned under this reign of terror, this reign of tyranny that's been going on.
Don't you think that a boycott, though, a listener boycott of fundraising might backfire and might wind up with the station having no money to survive? And then happens then?
More incentive.
Well, what we're saying is that if they can address these demands positively and adequately, then there'll be a huge amount of money that thousands of concerned and loyal listeners will donate. So there is the money there. We just want to show that we are the people who do support the station and do not want to destroy it, but there's no other way, it seems, at this point to get them to address these demands, because the situation is getting constantly worse. Now they're brutally attacking Amy Goodman almost every day, criticizing her like crazy when she's one of the people who has done so much work to build and support this Pacifica network, and BAI in particular, with all her work for the last 15 so years. And now they're vilifying Amy Goodman. They've taken her show off the air, Democracy Now!, and who knows if it's going to be back.
Well, from what I understand,
one of the most popular shows on the station.
Right. From what I understand, the show is on hiatus during the fundraiser. If I'm wrong on that, someone please correct me. But I agree. It's one of my favorite programs, and I think the way Amy is being treated is atrocious, to say the least. I just don't agree that withholding funds is the way to make the statement. I think massive support in various other forums, such as demonstrations, that's one way to show that you're out there and that you count. But I also think it's important to show that you support certain programs, you support the radio station in existence. And just not being there. You see, we can't see you if you're not there. That's the point I'm trying to make.
We're constantly calling in and writing in and sending letters and faxes saying, look, we want to support the station. We will pledge. Mm-hmm. If you do what is right, if you stop this reign of terror, stop this censorship, stop these bannings, firings, stop corporatizing, stop mainstreaming, the stations.
But if the company, if they can't pay, I'm sorry, but if they can't pay their bills, it's even more reason to get rid of this place.
Well, they should give in to the demands, then they'll get all the money they need.
Yeah, can we move on to another call? Because we want to give people a chance. But here's the thing: I've got a personal problem with this. The word demand, I mean, yeah, I know people are upset. I know people are emotional. But when I got a letter, okay, I got a letter. In fact, I think a lot of producers got this letter from somebody. I think it's just someone who was concerned, and I can understand that. I'm a Pacifica listener who has in the past contributed regularly to Pacifica. I oppose and demand the abolition of the on-air policy of Pacifica management, et cetera, et cetera. I oppose the anti-democratic actions. And it goes on with a list of things that this person opposes, which is all fine and good. But it's just the tone of this. Even though I agree with what the person is saying, the tone is such that it makes me want to disagree. You know, and basically, this person is requesting a response, and he gives a deadline. He says, "I must have your response by Friday, May 18th, which, of course, I missed because I wasn't around. Will you now, by your response to this letter, publicly pledge to support the goals of a listener boycott? Will you, by your response to this letter, publicly pledge to support the boycott goals? Will you, by your response to this letter, publicly pledge to refrain from airing or allowing to be aired any program produced by you during vacated airtime of anyone terminated for his expression opposition? I will count your non-response or any response other than an unequivocal yes as a no response and a commitment to support the pro-censorship and anti-democratic policies of Pacifica management."
Is that opt-out or opt-in?
I opted not
to answer because this is, even though I agree with the sentiments here, the way it's being phrased is offensive.
Well, the difference between a request and a demand is pretty much plain to anyone.
The number to keep this station on the air, by the way, is 212-209-2950.
It would be nice if every single call that we take, we get at least one or two other calls on the pledge line, because that will tell me that people appreciate being heard and that it does matter. All right. Now, I want to read something else that I got, too, which is kind of distressing to me. Or part of it, anyway, because it went on for pretty long. This person is suggesting calling up the pledge line with a program called dialpad.com. "I've tried calling back dozens and dozens of times. So far, the result has always been the same. I'm able to hear the people pick up, but they can't hear me. They answer the phone and say, 'May I take your pledge?' But even when I shout, they can't hear me." And this person basically is suggesting that everybody call in and try this program out and call dozens and dozens and hundreds of times. I mean, what are you doing with this? You're annoying people. I mean, what happened? What happened when we bombed Yugoslavia, okay? You had a situation there where, you know, Milosevic was somebody that was not doing good things. And I don't want to necessarily compare people to Milosevic here. I'm just pointing out something that when we bombed their country, even the people who were opposed to Milosevic felt like they were being violated by an outside force. That's what the effect that's going to happen when things like this occur, when people harass volunteers who are coming in of their own time to answer the phones. So, again, if you're going to harass someone, harass me on the air, that's fine.
Right.
But don't harass people who aren't here. Don't harass people who are just trying to help the station out. Because, believe it or not, we all want the same thing. We all want a community radio station where we can speak. All right, I see no phone calls on the pledge
line.
Come
on, at least $5. I mean, send $5.
209.
Oh, but that's below even the Isaac level
that
you've declared.
That's
here.
Half an Isaac.
You know,
that's half an Isaac.
I've given a lot of thought to this, and I've been listening to BAI pretty much, whenever I'm awake, and it's atrocious what has happened, the escalation on both sides of this conflict, which I'm not even sure what the conflict is about. We're up to $4,300. Now it says HAR. And, the thing is that I gave money this pledge drive. And even though Amy Goodman was censored, I was wanting to give money during her slot to show that I support her. And I did during that time slot, even though that she wasn't on. Because I really feel like the argument against withholding funds, it doesn't, I mean, you know, if you establish an escrow and show that this money could be given to WBAI and a whole bunch of money piles up in there, maybe that's one idea.
Yeah,
but withholding,
you know,
it is like, that's like saying, you know, it's like saying, well, we don't like what you're doing, so we're going to destroy everything.
Exactly, exactly.
You know, like,
that
what,
is,
like, you know, like,
that is the problem that I have with this. Now, I will continue to be part of you know, the people who are expressing concern and give them the opportunity to be heard and help out in whatever way I can. But These solutions are not really solutions. That where you say, you know, we will withhold funds until a certain point, and then, you know, we'll let them go. It's not, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that, because nobody will ever agree when everything is peachy keen. There's always going to be a problem. You're always going to have a disagreement of some sort. The thing that we are presenting to you tonight is this station worth salvaging? Is it worth saving? Do you support what we are doing right now?
That's just like, you know, corporations with a lot of the major radio stations and the major radio corporation advertisers, mm-hmm. in a lot of cases dictate content. And by sending them these letters saying, you know, you get my money if you do X, Y, and Z, then you're no better than one of these corporations. Either you support, yeah, support it,
exactly.
and you deal, you take the good with, yeah, the bad.
That's,
or you
very
throw
well,
free
very
speech
well said.
For everybody.
We have free speech on this radio station. Now, do we have enough free speech? That's something that certainly is a discussion point. But
free speech costs money.
I still defy anyone to find a station in this city, in this country even, that provides more than we do on a typical broadcast day. All right, yeah, we need to improve. We need to fix some things.
Like Isaac.
I don't know if we need to fix Isaac, because if we fixed him, he wouldn't be as entertaining.
212-209-2950.
Let's take some more phone calls.
$100, you get all the t-shirts.
We have three phone calls coming in. Let's take some more here on the broadcast line. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi.
How you doing?
I think there should be much more sympathy for Isaac, because I think he's a member of an important small minority at the station. Government agents badly in need of training,
Well, we'd be hypocrites if we didn't support the right to diverse opinions on our own show and then call for it on the radio station, wouldn't
cool.
we?
Yeah. Encourage him to go back. Have a good evening.
Thanks. Thanks for calling.
That's something that you'll get here. I mean,
your father sounds a little sleepy.
this is talk radio at its best. I mean, Emmanuel and I will just go at it for an hour, arguing whatever point happens to come up. And
no,
it,
we
it
won't.
Makes for really interesting. All right, well, theoretically we could. But, I mean, it makes for really interesting radio, and that's something that you don't get a lot of places. But you get it here in the city of New York at 99.5 FM. And it's only going to stay here if you call
212-209-2950.
Yeah, it's amazing how sucky radio is.
I've been wanting to
town.
Say that for weeks now.
Radio is pretty sucky.
It
you're
is
right.
sucky in this town.
Can't yeah. see anything.
Except for this station.
Right.
And you can own a piece of it. 212-209-2950. Isaac level, $10. Bernie S. level, $100.
You can
He's
ask the volunteer.
Times what I am. Huh?
Citibank level, $10.
You can ask the volunteer
dollars.
Coordinators what all that means, what you'll get for that. But please, we want to see some phone calls coming in. We see three calls on the line, which is great. We're going to go back to another phone call now. And please, make pledges when you call those lines. Don't just make the little red lights go light up. We want to see some support. You know, we want your voice to be heard. We want it to mean something. When people pledged last pledge drive, it did mean something. You may have heard otherwise. You may have heard people say that proved that, people support the way things currently are going. And that's not necessarily so. It just is not. So, you know, call up. Show your support for what we are doing. 212-209-2950. And let's take a phone call over here. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to, I already pledged, I pledged a little while ago.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to let you know what was going on with Democracy Now! Democracy Now! Is going on all over the country, except here. And, you know, when they announced it, they just said, well, if you want to hear it, you can listen to it on your computer. So if you don't have one, or you don't, it's not easy for you to get one. Tough luck. And wow. They also said, well, you can call all you want, but, you know, we're not going to listen to you. Which is a rather unusual thing to say when you're asking for money.
If somebody says that to you, get their name. Find out who said that.
Well, I know who said it on the air.
Well, that's something. We don't want to get into personalities
on
the air.
Yeah, I don't want to. But this is not the first time that they've said, you know, we don't care what you say.
But, okay, I'm going to go out on a limb here and just try to understand the rationale behind someone saying something crazy like that. And I imagine being deluged with phone calls of people saying the same thing or hanging up on you or just being rude. I think maybe in some cases, not in all cases, but in some cases, it's turning people into people that they're really not. Do you think there's any sense to that?
I think it is. I think it's you know, the issue is just so polarizing people so much.
Mm-hmm.
And driving people, I mean, I really admire your efforts to, you know, trying to be fair, trying to keep cool things down, trying to keep, you know, we all care about the station. We might disagree on how to do it, but, you know, the station is the most important thing because it's, but this person said that the reason that they didn't want to have Democracy on Now during the pledge drive is because they didn't want to subject Amy Goodman to the trauma of asking for money for Pacific. I mean, something that Amy, as far as I know, has never backed down from and has always been an enthusiastic fundraiser.
Mm-hmm. No, she's gone through that trauma pretty well in the past. I know that.
My own theory is they don't want to have her on because they're afraid that she'll raise too much money.
That's an interesting theory. I don't know about that.
I have nothing to base it on except that, you know, terrible paranoia. But to say, oh no, we just don't want to subject her to the trauma of having to ask for money when she's gone all around the country slamming Pacifica and, you know.
Well, again, you know, you're attributing remarks, but we need to, like, actually have those, you know, those remarks either over the air or in quotes or something like that before we can say that was actually said.
It is pretty traumatic fundraising because the phones aren't ringing.
I heard it. It was said.
It was said. I mean, it was on Friday morning and I heard it. I don't want to slam anyone. Mm-hmm. I really do believe that if you're at that station, you're not there for the money, the glory. I mean, there's a lot of hardworking people that I admire, who I've admired in the past.
Right.
But I actually just don't listen to it in the morning anymore because...
Well, the point is you're listening now.
Well,
and,
I feel so bad because I usually listen to your station the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I listen to different programs. I listen to the computer show before I even had a computer. You know, and listen to your show before I had any way to get on the net, so...
All right, well, then we value your opinion as a listener, and we hope that you stick around and make things better.
212-209-2950.
Okay, I just wanted to let you know, can email you the information on the day of the program and what was said, which is
very
distressing, but I don't want to slam anyone.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
thank you for calling. We had 6 calls on the line during that call, so that's really great that people are calling and showing support. That shows me that we're a sincere bunch.
How much do we have? We've got this sign up here.
we have a sign in front of the total. Well, they're probably busy in the tally room, but when they get a chance, they could move the sign out of
tally
the total thing. That'd be kind of nice. 212-209-2900 is the phone in line. Well, that's probably all busy, but 212-209-2950 is the pledge line. That's the really important one right now because without that, we can't give out the other phone number. We can't have these dialogues and these conversations and these self-analyses. You know, what we're going through now is I think, interesting, and I think I've heard some really, really good radio over the past several months. And I'll say it right now, I think we are going to come out stronger and better when this is all over. And I think we'll do that by rational conversation.
Yes.
By showing respect towards each other, by conversing. We don't want, you know, an Israeli-Palestinian type of scenario here where basically people are constantly at each other's throats, speaking all kinds of venom, and the rest of the world just doesn't really care anymore after a while. That's what can happen when you have these really strong opinions that you do not back down from at all and you believe your way or no way. I've seen that on all sides, and it's not a good road to go down, especially at a place like this.
We've raised $4,385. Commercial radio stations charge $6,000 for a 60-second spot.
Okay, so we're almost up to the minute after three.
Right, after 3 hours. And the number is 212-209-2950. Give $5. Give $10.
And we have 4 calls on the line. Please give... give as much as you can. The big pledges really count as well, and the little ones do too. Every little bit counts. That's what gets us up here, and we hope to break 5,000 during this particular fundraiser. That really would be a good fundraiser for us for Off the Hook. 212-209-2950. Let's take another on-air phone call. Good evening. You're on the air. Speak up, please. Okay, well, that's part of the deal. You got to speak up. If you don't speak up, you can't put you on the air. Let's go over here. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, about the Ferris Bueller thing.
Uh-huh.
My high school adopted a little phone-in thing to see when kids are cutting.
Yeah.
About 3 years ago, and it is the least accurate thing in the world.
What kinds of things happen when it works?
When it calls you, well, some kids are close to the house at 12 in the morning.
12 midnight?
Yeah.
That's great. And it calls them to say what?
It says, your child has been cutting one or more classes this week, but it doesn't tell you when. If people want to call up the hotline or whatever and try and fool around with it, 718-225-2408.
Don't ever say we don't give out information here. Hopefully that's not somebody's phone
number. What was that, 718?
No, we already gave it out once. That's enough. But
what, is that against the law?
But
you're as bad as the MPAA.
Yeah, about your lawsuit.
Yes, go ahead.
There's a movie I think you should watch called Roger and Me.
Yes, I've seen it. I've seen it. And, yeah, a lot of the stuff in that film is right on, definitely. All right, thanks for your call. 212-209-2950. Let's see some pledges come in. We have one call on the line now. We want to see more. We're at $4,440.
I got a fun 700 calls on the line, please.
Got a fun piece of news for you.
What's that?
Did you hear about the Echelon love bug variant?
No.
Supposedly. Someone has modified the original love, you know, virus worm thing from however many months ago.
Right.
And has included a word list to try and trip up the Echelon system. Now, of course, you know, that entire effort is really laughable. But it's somewhat amusing that this might be a virus that people would want to get in order to, you know, continue to move this thing around. Somebody added 2 and 2, came up with 3.99999999, and I give them some credit for that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, the entire concept that this list bouncing around is going to choke Echelon is a joke.
Well, sure, if you recycle it through, like, through sentence generators and stuff like that and make
joke.
It different.
Stop.
Oh, come on.
Okay, 212-209-2950. I see a light lighting up and then turning off and lighting up and turning off. So some idiot out there is harassing the volunteers, and that's just not right, all right? That's not right.
Definitely.
To do that. Again, you know, that's what we're here for. If you want to harass somebody, harass us. Don't harass the people that are volunteering their time to answer phones.
Yeah, used to it.
Let's have some phone calls come in. Let's have some phone calls come in from people that really care about the place, that want to pledge support for the radio station, so that we can do this again and continue talking. All right? That's what this place is all about. That's what it's been about as long as I've been here, and a lot longer than that. This place has been here since 1960. You don't find radio stations like this anywhere. I just traveled through the Midwest, and my God, I can't tell you how dead the radio scene is out there. It could happen in New York as well, and the only way it can really happen, the only way we can guarantee that that happens, is by not supporting the station. I mean, I can't make it any clearer than that. I mean, if the station is not here, if you don't, you know, keep us going, we can't get better. We can't fix the things that are broken.
Hey, democracy is a process, not an event, and if you keep, you know, we need money for the process, and it's not, you know, like, if everybody who was banned and fired or whatever gets hired and unbanned and the gag order goes away, the underlying problems that caused that situation are not going to go away so simply either. Where there's going to be a lot of arguing and heated discussion about this, because this is a, you know, this is the where the BAI is in the process of creating, you know, a link to the subculture and a link to the counterculture, which is, you know, growing every day, because people are realizing that the American way of waste and discrimination and prejudice and world domination is going to kill everybody. And it's going to kill everybody maybe within all of our lifetimes. And if the sea keeps rising, you know, by the 2100, the worst case scenario is a 7-meter sea rise. And guess who's leading the way with that? America and sport utility vehicles and everybody demanding smaller cell phones every week. And that entire privilege that America has been, you know, walking around the world, you know, stepping on everybody because we want cheap cars.
Can you steer the ship back towards calling?
Yeah, really, dude. That, man,
hey,
smoking,
you know,
it up, brother.
This is what BAI talks about, all of that stuff. And that I've heard everything that I mentioned discussed in the past month here on BAI. I've heard all of that discussed here, and it has directly to do with hackers, because, you know, the people who design this technology that is, you know, is surveilling us and encompassing us don't want us to know how this technology works.
We're at $4,925, so that means
$75 pledge.
$75 pledge will put us over $5,000, which was our goal for this.
Then you get the Clear Channel advertisement.
and no, like, $6,000 you need for that.
Yeah, just like
no,
any.
No, we're giving it, you know, a discount.
Just like any family, there's going to be arguments inside the WBAI family, but that doesn't mean you stop coming to Easter.
Mm-hmm. Well, no,
send
actually,
money now.
Sometimes it does, but yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah,
I know
you don't,
what you're
trying to say. You don't just excommunicate yourself from the family. You work inside the family.
That's right. We want you to stay part of our family.
Sopranos? Well,
no, see, I
not
got
that kind of family.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
212-209-2950 is our telephone number. Let's take another listener phone call. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
I wanted to talk about the boycott. You were saying that you don't think the boycott is a fair thing to do, But I think that sounds funny because BAI is really into boycotts, or the tradition of all of us activist people and everything. We're always trying to get people to this protest and have been trying to gather boycotts, and people finally got brave and realized that they could use that power and are trying to boycott the station, and now people there are criticizing that technique.
Okay, well, here's the difference. When we're out there boycotting things, we're boycotting our enemies. We're boycotting, you know, various
corporations
or military maneuvers or things like
that. People that are on corporations have gotten on the board of Pacifica, and that's what we're trying to stop. We're
okay.
trying to boycott.
And I agree with that.
Becker and Green and the people that are getting power there.
Okay, that's fine. But the radio station continues to exist, and you're listening to the radio station now, and you obviously care about the radio station enough.
Not, but the other thing that ties into what you're saying about continuing to exist. Mm-hmm. There's been no accountability. I don't expect to give my money somewhere, not even to a church or whatever, and not get the real accounting and get the bottom line.
Okay. And, and dictate all the policy.
No one ever gave us a tally. And no one ever mentions that Valerie Van Isler or whatever, for all her faults,
okay.
I heard someone report that we had finally gotten out of the red and that everything was going well. So a lot of the stuff that's going on, like, oh, we're going to die, we need money, and making everyone afraid is a lot of hoopla. And if it's really true, then I would like to see someone say, this is where BAI was then. This is how much money we need. This is how much money we made. It's ridiculous for anyone, and it's insulting to ask me for money and to not ever give me a total tally.
Okay,
what
fine.
Tally this time?
What you're raising valid points, but at the same time, you're also getting a chance to speak out, and that's what we're asking you to
but
support.
I can speak out on indie media, too, and I can speak out on the new places that people are finding to go to, and if BAI is going to, you know, you're doing
but you
it
chose
in a pretty fair
here.
Way and opening up the lines, but it's like three people that have the talent and goodwill and ability to juggle that'll open up the lines and let a little bit of fairness in. But, like, you know, the other 20 hours of the day are mean, insulting people that are cutting people off and not letting us speak. So why don't you go find a show somewhere else that's better, like Indie Media or something, and then we could support you there. I don't want to support you somewhere that oppresses people the other 20 hours of the day.
Okay. Thanks for your call.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Well, you know, I can understand that point of view, but at the same time, it seems kind of self-defeating to say, okay, you know, stop being on a 50,000-watt radio station and get on the internet and have, you know, maybe six people listening. You know, yeah, sure, you might have more freedom to express yourself and you might not have the same worries, but you have other worries that replace this. I think as long as we have a fighting chance of making this place into something that everybody can be happy with, well, not everybody, obviously, but, you know, most of us can be happy with to some degree, then we should do that. And I think that when you have people rallying outside the radio station, hey, these people aren't rallying to shut down the radio station. It's not the same kind of rally as when you rally outside Exxon or something. You know, you want to shut those bastards down and you want to, you know, cause them grief. But these people who rally outside us, they're showing support for free radio. And free radio is what WBAI stands for. Don't you see? It's you know, we have to continue along that line or else we simply fall apart and there is no more free radio. It's very easy to do that. So by all means, continue to speak out. Continue to speak out. Continue to express yourself. Continue to show your concerns in whatever way possible, showing respect as you do so, being fair to others as you do so. But at the same time, don't turn your back on the place you're trying to save. Now, you may disagree with that, fine, but that is where I stand, and no one's telling me that I have to have this viewpoint. That is my viewpoint after thinking it through long and hard, and I understand the problems people have and the disagreements people may have, but I really think that if you don't stand up for the thing that you value, it will go away one way or another. 212-209-2950, and I guess I didn't convince anybody because there's no calls on the line. There were, and I think they went away. Will we have more people to thank? Okay. Again, we have to ask that people call the pledge line to pledge, call the call-in line to call up. And I'm going to insist that people call the pledge line and not harass the people that are there because that's just wrong. And it makes me ashamed to be part of the people that that want to see change. I want to see things open up as far as speech. All right, we have three phone calls on the line. Let's hope those are three good phone calls and people are actually pledging to be on the radio. We're going to talk amongst ourselves for a couple of minutes to make sure those are good calls, because we want to be able to...
Yeah, come on. Go hassle Citigroup or something like that. Don't hassle...
Really, call Clear Channel. They own 700,000 billboards in every radio station.
If this is COINTELPRO people who were calling up to cause disruption, come on. You know, go hassle Libya again or something like that. You know, like...
It's really easy to cause dissent in the ranks. It really is.
It's very easy. Yeah, but, you know, because democracy is hard, because it's easier to say, oh, well, so-and-so said such-and-such, and therefore I'm not going to do this, instead of saying, hey, wait a second. You know, these people are, you know, they're bringing this anti-democratic thing to our radio station. You know, we need to go there. You know, if you care so much about BAI, come down here and volunteer.
That's right.
You know, volunteer, and you don't have to give any money. You can just show your support. And by the way, if you really are objecting to the things that are going on here, come down here and volunteer and act like a civilized human being, get a job here, and change it from within. Don't call on the phone and say, oh, well, you know, in between watching HBO and playing the lottery, I care about democracy, so I'm going to, you know, allocate 3.7 minutes of my spare time to give out money. And, you know, but then for the rest of the time, and then, you know, you come back a couple months later and there's Clear Channel here on 99.5, and you say, oh, well, what happened to WBAI? Because they had that neat program on.
They won't be taking your phone calls then. They won't be taking your pledges then either, because they won't care. But that's how it works. That's how the radio business works. You have an opportunity here to make your voices heard, so please make those voices heard. 212-209-2950. I see two calls on the line. I hope those are good calls. I hope those are people that are actually pledging, because that really is why we're here, you know, at this particular stage doing the expanded show, so we can raise money for the station, so we can continue having programs like this, so we can continue talking about these issues. They are important issues.
Here's a quick example of corporate radio hoo-ha and how it relates to what's going on with the whole BAI thing. I was sponsored by one of the major computer manufacturers in the United States. They have initials in their name or something.
You can't say their name? You live in fear that much? You can't say their name?
Listen, I don't need to get sued like you, all right, uh-huh. Dude? And so they
I'll say their name.
They sponsored my nationally syndicated radio feature where I give editorial content and so forth. And they sponsored me for 3 months. They set me down and they said, well, what if we don't agree with something that, you know, one of the reports that you've said, or if you're saying something against one of our, you know, companies that we have partnerships with? And I said, well, you just say it's free democracy, it's journalism, and you pat yourself on the back for supporting it and for not trying to dictate content. Mm-hmm. And when you hand somebody a $100 bill and say, now here's exactly what I want you to do after you take this $100 bill, then you're no better than these corporations that buy off senators, and you're no better
than these
advertisers that... I know I have so many friends in the media that deal with this all the time. An advertiser spends $200,000 with a publication and sees an article in there that they don't like. They call up and get that stuff yanked.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. You can't hand somebody $100 and say, from 7 to 9 I want this, and from da-da-da. You either support it or you don't.
Even worse than that is the self-censorship that takes place. And this happens on all the corporate media. It happens on Disney, you know, on the ABC. It happens with GE Land on NBC, where reporters will not cover a story having to do with those corporations because they feel that they might get in trouble if they do it. So they just opt not to, and it never becomes an issue. Censor themselves, you know? And we're not censoring ourselves. You can accuse us of a lot of things, but one thing we are not doing here is censoring ourselves.
Well, except for those 7 words.
Well, yeah, that's...
I'm
talking about on the issues. We will not shy away from issues. That's why we get in trouble all the time, but that's what kind of the spirit of this place. This place taught me to do that.
212-209-2950. Please give us... Oh, wow, we're still at 49.75.
This is a real drag. We need to break $5,000
in the next in the next 14 minutes, we need to raise another $5,000.
Yeah, we know... What?
Why not?
$5,000 in the next 14 minutes? Yeah, well, I mean, we could.
Yeah, I think we should.
Why not?
There are people out there.
Right. If we raise $5,000, Isaac will take his clothes off.
On the radio.
On the radio.
That's
just made all the lights go out.
212-209-2950.
You are aware that it's radio, though.
We just went over $5,000.
All right, we went over $5,000, so let's take a phone call here. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, great show so far.
Thank you.
Listen, I want to say a couple things. First of all, I want to say that, you know, I no doubt I got issues with all the things that are going down at the station, but I have given in at least $150 spread over at least four different programs.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, because I think what I wanted to get to is that once BEI is gone, it is gone.
Exactly.
It is not coming back. You can say goodbye, and it is just gone. And there will be an empty space filled in by country music or some other.
Now country.
I'm betting on country. Yeah, myself.
It's not even good.
But that's not even country music.
Well, whatever.
But the man thought.
Whatever it is, there's plenty. Actually, they probably could use a country music station in New York. I don't know of any. I don't know too many, but I don't think BAI should sacrifice itself for that.
Nah.
So I think that I think people need to understand that. Yeah, I got issues. I got some serious issues with the station. But once it's gone, it is gone, okay?
Yes.
That's number one. Number two, to the cops out there and the COINTELPRO people, the hell with you guys. I think cops are coming in, are calling in and harassing you fellas. I think they hate you guys.
Cops?
People call me paranoid.
Well, who do you think COINTELPRO is?
Well, yeah, I just don't think the cops are sitting around. I don't know, maybe you're right.
Well, if you're talking about if you have operatives within whether it's the FBI or the police calling and harassing you guys, because let me tell you guys are thorn in the ass, so no
yeah,
doubt.
That's one word for us.
That's one word. You can give me one word. I put in $150. Okay, that's in support of the station. I think, above all, this station is the last gasp that there is, and I think it has to remain. Period.
And hopefully not as a last gasp. Hopefully we can start actually breathing again.
Well, let's hope so one day.
Yes.
But right now, this is all we have. It should remain.
Okay.
Okay, that's number one. Number two.
You already had a number two. This is number
four. Well, okay, I've had my number two. Let me give you my number three.
There you go.
And this is the opposite side of what I just spoke about. I think the station should remain, but I do not understand what's going on over there. If there's some sort of personality conflict or the old guard against the new guard, listen, we expect more from progressive people. I mean, I think that's where the listeners, the true listeners, that are somewhat outraged about what's going on, we just expect more from you fellas. I know people are human. I don't, you know, just because you're progressive or you're left-wing doesn't mean that you're not going to have issues with each other. That would be ridiculous.
Yeah.
But this has gone on too far.
Mm-hmm. I think you raise a very good point about the personality aspect, because I think most of the problems, when you look at the really insurmountable ones, are based on personality issues, people insulting other people and not backing down. We have to get past that and look at the issues without the personalities attached to them.
Yeah. This is idiotic. It's mm-hmm. childish. I mean, these are highly intelligent people that
Absolutely.
Are having these petty fights.
Absolutely.
Over personality issues. And I'm telling you myself, I'm at least a 10-year listener. I'm really disgusted by this. I mean, I'm going to support the station this year, next year, ad infinitum. But this has got to stop.
Thank you. Okay? Thank you so much.
This has got to stop. There are some really excellent people that have got tossed out, and I just say this is bogus. You guys, whoever's involved in this, has to sit in one goddamn room, lock that room, and get this out and get it over with. Put these people back on. Any idea that their shows were not were substandard or not up to standard or not good shows or not raising money for the station, I think is bogus. I think these stations, the people who were banned and were fired, were decent people. I mean, I've heard Bernard, I've heard Sharon Harper, and everybody else, they're nice people, they're decent people, and they're progressive people, and they do good work. To say that they're not raising money or they're not cutting edge, which I have heard, not on this program, but on other programs, just incenses me.
We want to open up for some other people, all right?
Well, I want to open. Yeah, okay, but
all right.
I'm telling you guys.
Okay, no, you told us. You told us.
Down, get this over with. Let's move forward.
Okay, thanks again.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
You know, one thing, though, that I do have to say concerning, I mean, I strongly believe that, firing and banning people, at least banning people, is a sign of something wrong that needs to be addressed. Programming decisions, though, I don't know. I got to say that programming decisions are programming decisions, and every radio station makes them. And it's very hard to make every decision by committee. And that's just something I think as a radio programmer, you have to respect how that particular process works. Whether that process is working correctly, that's another issue. But to say that this particular person had a show and that show should be restored, I think that might be a little, I don't know, that might be going a little too far, because you're basically dictating the way the station should be programmed. I don't believe people should be excluded in any way, but I don't know. Let's see what other listeners have to say. 212-209-2950 is our pledge line. Let's see if we can get a couple more pledges in there. We have 8 minutes left, 7 minutes left. We have $5,160.
We need $4,800.
How much do we need?
We need $4,800 to meet the goal of $10,000.
That's,
but
that's
we're setting the bar high.
Why don't you make it like per minute? How many that's going to be?
That's
okay.
Don't make us divide. Come on.
$500 a minute.
Well,
but the point is that this is a most remarkable place where views on all sides can actually come together, and we wind up arguing.
And we don't like sitting here saying the phone number over and over again. We'd rather be talking about hacking stuff.
2950.
It deserves your support.
Well, I'm practicing my war dialer tone.
We have more people to thank. We have more people to thank. You know what, Isaac? I'm going to hand these to you because I can't read the handwriting.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. it's really difficult. And we'll try to squeeze in another phone call.
I apologize to people for mispronunciations in the first place. We got Carl in Woodbridge, New Jersey.
All right. Make sure that says yes to read their name.
What I'm
Otherwise,
flipping
we're
through.
Subject to all kinds of legal things.
We've got Mark from Hillsboro, North Carolina.
All right.
Yeehaw, Mark.
North Carolina.
We've got, I'm sorry, that looks like Srank from Brooklyn, New York.
What does it look like?
S-R-A-N-K.
That's also, that's a
oh, that's
Frank.
F. That's a Frank.
Probably Frank. Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
212-209-2950. Two calls on the line. Let's make that seven, because I like that number.
On the fly here.
Washington, D.C.
Paul from Brooklyn. We've got Brandon from Austin, Texas.
All right.
Yeehaw, Brandon. He's another fellow like
country.
Stop
saying yeehaw to all these right. people.
Really, dude. I'm Steve. From Oklahoma. We'll whoop you
hey,
up.
Austin,
all
right.
Steve
Texas
from
is
beautiful
cool.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We have someone who didn't decide if they wanted to be mentioned or not, so I'll skip him.
Well, no. The default is yes.
The default is
it's
yes.
Just the first name.
Then thank you, Chris, from Burlington, Vermont.
All right.
We got Brandon from Northwest Washington, D.C., and Claudius from New York, New York.
Okay, let's
thanks
quickly
to everyone.
Give the forums back. Thank you very much to the volunteers for their hard work and patience throughout all this. And
I like the new forums.
One, yeah, the new forums really look nice. 212-209-2950. Let's take one more call quickly.
How
go
you
ahead.
How doing, everyone?
Oh, boy.
Emmanuel. Listen.
Make it quick.
The NLRB voted in favor of the workers, the volunteers, the unpaid workers who give of their efforts and creativity and mm-hmm. so on. At the same time, it's a form of barter, a very American thing. And yet the Pacifica Foundation chose to go back on the NLRB and demand a change, and they got it. Now, this has never been rectified in the administrativeness of the station because the Pacifica Foundation has been all-powerful with their people who are in power and so on.
We have 30 seconds.
Oh, honey, I'll give it up. You know,
sorry.
I made a supreme point there, and that's enough to condemn people who are bad-mouthing, people who are we're not withholding the money. The concerned friends should have a moment on the air, and we could tell how much money we have that's ready to turn over. But the point is, we are not going to be a party to vagary and dishonesty and misfortunes of this station. We're trying to change things.
Okay, thanks for calling. Thanks for your long dedication to the station. We do appreciate it. And again, one last appeal. And folks, let's have a last flurry here. If you enjoyed the program tonight, if you got something out of it, if you feel that you had an opportunity to speak out and say something, please, this is the time to call in the last 5 minutes that we have, 212-209-2950.
Well, the lines will be open after we're gone.
Yeah
but it won't count for this show.
Right, and then, you know, we might as well just shut the show down.
And yeah. you won't be able to get the $200 pledge for all the back issues of 2600, the $100 pledge for all the T-shirts and hats, or the
75
for the brand-new mystery T-shirt, which has yet to be made,
dun,
which
dun,
will
dun.
be. And you know, you can add those together. You can pledge $300 and get all that stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, you can. 212-209-2950.
Get it together, really. I mean, it would be $375.
Right? Well, don't forget, there's some really neat WBAI stuff, like mugs and,
right.
and tote bags and things like that. And, yeah. I mean, if you don't want to pledge $200, anything you got, we'll take it.
there's a tally counselor in to answer your questions.
Answer your questions.
If you, I bet what's available.
What's the amount if you, to get all of the premiums? Everything. How much money would you have to
pledge?
Every
premium
BAI
offers?
$4,000. Call now. 212.
No, it's got to be more than that.
We need $4,000 in the next minute and a half.
I think that might be reaching a little bit, but 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950 is our phone number. Please give us a call. Light up those lines. We have four calls on the line right now. Nuff Said is coming up next at 10 o'clock, and if those folks are around, they can come on in here, and we'll hand things over to them. We have four calls on the line. I'd like to see it go into the second bank, so we need two more calls to do that. Okay, there's number five. Again, don't just call up to make the lights light up, because we actually need the pledges, not the lights. You know, that's what's important. 212-209-2950. Pledge to keep WBAI going. Pledge to keep this radio station here so that we can continue talking about things in the future. And continue keeping this place here so that we can make it better. That's what it's all about.
We did have the person who wrote the letter very concerned about me leaving the show and that little comment I made.
Uh-huh.
But if that person is really concerned, they will call 212-209-2950. Because despite what my wishes may be,
if
this station isn't here,
right?
SaveIsaac.com.
Yeah,
someone's going to register that, you know.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. Okay.
Okay,
four it is.
Well,
I
see
fan. Our
music means that our time is up. We made it over our goal, which is great, 5,160 and counting. You can still call in 212-209-2950, pledge $300 for I guess all the back issues and all the shirts and hats, or $200 for all the back issues of 2,600, or $100 for all the shirts and hats. Just call up and pledge whatever you can afford and keep this place going, because it matters to all of us. I think we'll be here next week. I'm not sure if we're preempted or if we have a special show or something like that, but 8 o'clock is our normal time. Hopefully we'll be here next week, if not the week after. Thanks, everybody who called in. Thanks, everybody, for showing their support and their concern. Stay tuned for Nuff Said. This is Emmanuel Goldstein. For everyone else, good night.